entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the Pee Wees to the Preps to the Pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
Nick, but you have the next man in mentality. I noticed that during the course of the year because you had a lot of injuries, you had the COVID.
We had to.
You needed next coach in when you had that COVID.
Right, we were down three coaches at one point.
Did you get the COVID?
Oh my. Biggest rivalry of the week.
I remember that because I was anticipatory of going to that game.
Watch it in my bedroom.
But you got to admit, you guys played your tails off under those conditions.
Every week Lakewood. I'm proud of these guys. They battled and fought.
All right, let's see who else that I think we covered everybody in the area. Lakewood advanced. Tampa Bay Tech advanced. Northside Christian got beat.
They got beat by
Naples first. And Northside Christian is Mike Allstott.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So, Mike, he's going to come on probably sometime in January, come down and spend a half hour with us. I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Good guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah.
He used to live right across the street from Ferd.
Did he?
Yeah, he and Ferd were buddies. And I think they've thrown a couple of adult beverages down talking football or basketball at this. Let Joey Jimmy.
I was just going to say, with Allstott, when he used to live out in Causeway, we used to take the boat out behind his house. He had a lot of dock lights. We caught a lot of fish back there. That was one of our hot spots growing up.
You're listening to our second hour just kicked in. You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network as we talk high school sports right here with the Boca Ciega, a portion of the Boca Ciega coaching staff. Of course, we are live on six stations, on the Tantalk family of stations and Sunshine 96.7 FM and RadioSt.Pete.com. And as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about fundraising down here, fellas. I got some great ideas for fundraising.
Good, we need it.
Yeah, and again, I want this audience to understand that isn't aware that in the world that we live in, you guys have to buy your own uniforms. Is that correct?
Yeah.
The public
yeah.
schools have to buy their own uniforms.
And we need a new set this year, and they're expensive.
We'll have a couple of fundraisers down here.
Beautiful.
We'll let the youngster get creative and come up with some ideas. But Mark got some. We are going to put a VR, virtual reality room in here.
Okay.
In this room in 2022. And we figured we could have virtual reality contests against other teams, or we could do it with friends and family and just have a blast doing it. Because these kids are into virtual reality.
Yeah, they love that. Yeah.
When they told me VR room, I'm like, VR room? What's a VR room? Virtual reality.
I wouldn't have known either.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Well, so we're going to have golf in here and basketball. And I'm sure you're probably a gamer. You're probably, yeah.
He's a young guy.
Yeah, he's a young guy. Yeah, well, he's got a young family, too.
Yeah.
But, all right, so how many of your kids were multi-sport athletes besides the kicker, which really impressed me?
We probably have five or six kids. Our quarterback is a baseball player. We've got a couple basketball players on the team and some guys that run track.
Now, I'm definitely sure you encourage those kids to run track.
Yeah, no, I want them to play a bunch of sports. No, I think it's good to have well-rounded kids.
Well, look at most of these really solid NFL players are multi-sport athletes.
Sure.
You've met my friend Cameron Wimbley down here, you know, and heck of a career at FSU and then played in the NFL for 9 years. And he was track, he was basketball, baseball, and he had college coaches looking for him to participate in every one of those sports. Well, multi-sport athletes are dotting all these NFL squads.
No, I like my kids to play multiple sports.
Back in the day, 100 years ago, Brandy, you might remember a portion of it, even though you're not as aged as I am. You had to go out for track. If you wanted to play football, you ran track. I don't care if you were a 350-pound lineman and 6'7", and didn't want to throw the shot or the disc, you went out for track. And you know what we did? Football drills. You couldn't have spring football up north. So I was a legit track guy. There's about eight of us. Everybody else is over here. They didn't watch in the mid-70s how you were cheating.
Yeah.
And, of course, no Catholic school, of course. the private school taking care of business.
Well, our track coach was our head football coach, so we kind of had to run track also.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's talk about Thanksgiving. You guys have a good. It looked like you had a great time.
Yeah, no, it was nice.
Did the fam come down from up north?
Well, no, my parents live down here now.
Oh, they live here.
Yeah, they moved a couple years ago.
So she could harass me consistently.
Yeah, she harasses me all the time. So
yeah, I screwed his name up twice. Well, no, his nickname with the kids, and his mother. He notified me. Goes, hey, by the way, my mom called. And corrected me. And then I saw her at a football game. And I actually harassed her. I tapped her on the shoulder. Probably thought, who's this nut job coming to me? I said, you're the head coach's mom. Well, I'd seen a Facebook post. She's just a lovely lady and beautiful. And the whole family was there. And I thought, I'm never messing his name up again. And then I typed it in wrong on my read the other day. I'm like, oh, no.
Don't make that mistake.
No, I never will. So what'd you guys do? Did you have fun for Thanksgiving? Get some turkey? You like turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to come down here and beg for turkey. I assisted feeding the Clearwater and St. Pete Coast Guard with Ferg and the gang.
Oh, that's great.
That's the only way I was going to get any turkey. Brandy didn't care about me, you know, but I was getting ready to go get in one of those lines somewhere. No, but it was a great event, food drive.
Oh, and fantastic.
And the commander unfortunately, he's a Phillies fan. But he's talking about coming on the show and then give me a flyover, my beach, and one of those choppers.
Oh.
I'm in.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
My 82-year-old mom goes, you just turned 65. You want to do things where you're going to die now? I go, no, I want to do things because I might be running out of time.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to do
Wouldn't that.
Wouldn't
that be cool?
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Well, maybe we'll tell him we need to take some high school coaches along with me.
Yeah.
My bodyguards have to go along.
Let me know if he goes for that.
I'm talking to him this week. He's coming on. Hey, all right. I don't want to put you on the limb, but who do you think in your class is the inside to win the state championship? I say Jesuit.
Yeah, I think Jesuit will. Like I said, this week will be a big test for him against Miami Northwestern. But, you know, I've been coaching football in high school for a number of years. They're one of the top two best teams I've ever seen.
And when you look at a lineup like that, just guesstimate. How many guys do you think on the other side of the field are going to play college football at any level on any given night? Dozen?
On Jesuit's team? Oh.
Let's go Jesuit.
Yeah, I'd say at least a dozen. I mean,
they're just factories.
Their defense is unbelievable. It's one of the best defenses I've ever seen.
Hey, which team does Todd Bowles' kid play for?
Plays for Jesuit.
Does he? Imagine
that. He's their outside linebacker.
Isn't he a freshman?
He got ejected last night.
Oh.
I don't think he's a freshman, but he's...
He's an underclassman. Yeah. Oh, he's a junior.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good.
They say he's got a lot of speed.
A ton.
And everybody that's in the hunt right now for the college football playoffs after him, so that gives you an indication of his talent level.
Yeah, he's really good.
Now, when is the All-Star game? Because I'd like to attend that. You got a couple kids playing in that.
Yeah.
Is it December?
The practices start December.
It's a good thing you brought
December 8th.
Jimmy Joe with you.
Yeah.
Well, I know practices start the
29th. I think it's December 10th.
It's the Pinellas County All-Star game. And your punter?
Yeah, we've got five kids in.
You got five kids in.
Five kids, yes. So my punter, our quarterback.
Let's name those kids.
Connor Dugan, our quarterback. Our punter, Hunter Kimball. We've got safety. Zaylin Stevens got in. And our cornerback and receiver, Andre Hall. And running back, Darryl Lee.
Oh, that's fabulous!
Yeah,
and you had a wonderful season. You're not going to sing the Boca Ciega fight song, are you?
I'm not going to sing it, but I'm
Thank
just wondering:
God.
Do you guys ever participate in the Under Armour All American?
We'd like to. We haven't had any kids in there yet, but no, we would if we could.
Yeah, that's an invitation.
If you guys ever
only.
Want to go, I get tickets every year through my foundation. I know they moved it from here over to Orlando, but anytime I'll try to get extra tickets for you.
I'll take you up on that.
Yep, she's got the connections.
Okay.
I had her connect with the connection because I didn't have any connections here. So now I've got them. Look at my NFL alumni hat.
I like it.
It's my birthday present from her.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, so very fortunate.
That's right, happy birthday.
Oh, my God. I know. My girlfriend's having a surprise birthday party for me. And guess who had to invite the surprise guests? Me.
That's quite a surprise.
Guess who is putting out all the surprise grub?
You.
Me.
Yes.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
That's a great surprise.
Yeah.
I thought I was surprising you because you didn't know that I knew it was going to be your birthday on Monday.
Well, but I wouldn't say anything, but when you become a legitimate dinosaur and hit 65, you might as well talk about it because the road ahead doesn't look too. I shouldn't say anything.
I got a couple on you. It's all good. It's all good.
You've aged better than I have. Anyway, well, as usual. Okay, have you followed any of the other classes? Any idea? Any of the local teams you think will advance to the championship? I know your head's in your world 24/7, and it has to be.
I don't think so.
Berkeley Prep looks pretty solid.
Yeah, they look good.
Tempe Tech.
Yeah, they look good, but you know we'll see. I mean, it's tough.
So you're typically it is the Miami teams that come away with the state championships.
As long as I've been down here, that's the way it's been. I've been down here 10 years.
I think they won 6 out of 8 divisions 2 years ago or something.
I think they won 6 out of 8 of the divisions last year down in Dade or something like that. It was wild.
Is that right?
It was insane.
All right. Any of your kids right now that because I do have a lot of connections in the Midwest that are looking to go play college football
a few of them
that you'd want to, you know, you discuss with me. I know in the Midwest, I know most of the ADs and the GPAC. And that's where my son played, and they went to the national championship. They'll probably go to the national champ Morningside College this year. We've got 4 Floridian kids playing on that team now, and I know a lot of the guys in the D3 world.
Yeah.
They got the grades, so
no,
you send me that information. I'll forward it out for them. Because
I'll get it to you. This is recruiting time. You know, I'm trying to get these kids to school. We've
got
a lot of kids.
How many kids? A handful that are looking to continue their career playing high school? I would say looking at your team, there's a lot of opportunity out there, and especially in the Midwest.
Yeah, probably most of my seniors want to play.
That's cool.
Yeah, most of them.
Unfortunately, that's cool, but it's also cold up there. So
yes.
Selling the Midwest is a bit of a task. But once they get up there, everybody, you know, opens their arms and very receptive. So it's something that I think we can work together on that as well.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
Well, you know, you're from Indiana, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to Chicago on Thursday, and a buddy of mine's coming over from Gary, Indiana.
It'll be cold.
Cold?
Yeah.
It's going to be 39 degrees.
It's cold.
I'm taking my I've been hanging out with her for 5 years. She's from here. She's layering up. She wants 5 days. She's layering up, and I go, it's going to be 39 degrees. You don't need 14 layers. Well, she grew up here, and 32 for a low. I go, that's perfect. In December in Chicago?
Yeah, not if you're from here.
I saw this cat the day you were down here, and it was chilly. It was raining. He had a hoodie. He's over there shaking. I was like, oh, my God, man.
Floridian to the bone, dude.
You're absolute Floridian to the bone, my friend. So I want to get your Thanksgiving. How was it with the fam? Thanksgiving, you have a good time?
It was great. You know, we
and you have all girls in your world too, don't you?
No, I have. Well, I have a lot of them. There's we got 2 boys and
two boys.
Girls.
Okay.
And but the girls run the house. It's not even.
That's
close.
What you said. Well,
my daughter's teacher actually said she's either going to be a teacher or the president of the United States. So,
well, my daughter, they said she was going to be the president of NOW. National Organization for Women. And I was a bit of an Archie Bunker, you know, that kind of mentality from the 70s. And she changed my opinion, and to this day still does. So you got the same thing in your household. Good luck is all I'm going to say.
And, it's the fact that I don't fight the fact that that's how it is. I think that's how I get by, you know.
That's me. I mean, my sons, I be in their face all the time. Her, okay, honey, whatever you want. To this day, she tells me to jump off the Eiffel Tower. I'm doing it.
Yep. I mean, why fight?
This will be an easy death for you, Pops. You know, you get a great scenery on the way down.
A quick Eiffel Tower or a 3-day fight that you don't know if you're fighting or not. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. No drama. No drama.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
I was down here with the Coast Guard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then I ate a steak with my mom and her friends that are, well, anyway, I'll just say, I might as well got off to the field, killed a live steer, and ate it right there.
What's more American than that?
That rare? And then he kept saying, what do you think of that steak? I'm like, well, let's just get this done.
Yeah. Oh my. Please get me out of here.
Oh, my word.
I think it's still moving.
Still moving, yeah. But otherwise, it was fabulous. And I did FaceTime with the grandkids. Thank God for portals and FaceTime.
Yeah, no
or
kidding.
I'd be one of those lonely, emotional old men. But, yeah, portals saved the day.
Yeah. But, yeah, and, you know, like, this is a good jumping off point. Like, we had the nice week off for Thanksgiving, and on Monday I like to open up the stadium, and I want to get right back after it, you know. Like, we were at Jesuit. We saw what it takes, you know, and it's like there is no off season. Thanksgiving's great. Fatten them up a little bit, but especially our linemen, I want those big boys out there. We got a new, you know, we got new weightlifting equipment. Not much, but some.
Well, and, we definitely you have my workouts. Commitment. We're going to help you from a fundraising perspective.
That is incredible.
And,
thank
and
you.
The only reason is because of the guys that are sitting in front of me. I love your passion, your commitment to kids. In today's generation, we need male role models. We really do.
For sure.
These kids to look up to. You guys are young enough. You can relate to them.
I've been driving these kids home for 6 years.
Yeah,
and
God bless
that's one
you
of the best
that.
Parts about it is just getting them home and having that 10-minute conversation.
Well, God bless you for that and because of that. And I'm going to get behind the baseball team because Mike is that kind of guy as well. And I didn't screw his name up. Imagine that. Mike.
What was it? Mike Miller?
Mike Miller.
It's about the easiest name in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, I have a friend, Mike Miller. Anyway, whatever you guys need in 2022, let's put it together. Yeah. And
well, I really appreciate everything you guys have
done. I'll give you pressure from Terry and from Brandy because they're both bogey.
See, that's
it's all happened
need.
For a reason.
You know, like
you know how it all happened? No offense to Coach Moore. Congratulations and sorry for losing your nephew. But because Coach Moore didn't show up for a show, then I called you guys. And the rest is history. We're going to build a Lakewood.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we need. That's what
Mark
we
Ferguson
need.
Doesn't want to hear that. But Bogey's going to turn into a Lakewood.
For the day. We'll do it for the day.
All right, my friend.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you, and I'm looking forward to the fundraising.
Always is. All right. Well, thank you again for the gang coming down. And if you want to go grab a bite to eat, I'm getting it today, if there's any seats in there. All right. Oh, one last thing. This is very, very important. Hold on. I'm starting a new segment. And it is Beat the Queen. Well, she don't want me saying that, but Beat Grandma. We got four picks today in the, let's see her picks. My mom. She sits at home and watches football. I wanted to get her involved in the show. So all my guests every week now, we're going to put you guys up against Mom's picks. And so let's see what she picked today. Here's the games. You've got, okay, there we go. I got her involved in this, and she's probably stayed up all night picking her teams.
She did good, I'm telling you.
All right, so we've got Alabama, Auburn. She took Alabama. Florida State, Florida. She took Florida. Michigan State, Wisconsin. She took Wisconsin. So, Matt?
Yeah. All right.
Florida State, Florida.
Well, I'll take Florida.
I know why.
Your grandma's pretty, she's spot on here.
Yep. Okay.
I got to take Alabama.
A tough pick.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, Michigan State.
That is a tough one. Where's it being played at?
Wisconsin. No. I'm pulling for Michigan State because the Hawks get in the championship. But don't worry about my passion, the team I love. Don't pull for Michigan State. That's cool.
I'm probably gonna have to take Wisconsin in that game.
What the?
Yeah.
All right.
Your grandma's a wise woman.
It's my mom.
No,
she's grandma.
Mom.
Yeah.
She's wise.
Yeah.
Very good
picks. Yeah. Well, she watches a lot of college football.
Yeah.
Trust me. I give her a lineup, what station. She's channel surfing. She's got every one of the she's got the Big Ten network. She's got it all.
Got it all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's got good picks.
All right.
We'll see.
This will be a lot of fun the rest, of the, rest of the year.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All right.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Man.
Yep. Take care.
All right. You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection right here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network. And We're going to have a conversation with good friend Frank Maggio. He'll be down here in a little bit.
Good to see you.
Then we're going to have Ray Kennedy. Ray's going to break down the world of the Tampa Bay Bucks. He does a superb job. And I'll tell you what, it's always fun talking to those coaches.
Always fun. Always fun. They're, you know, not just that they're my alma mater, but he's a great coach. They have some great coaches and some great kids on those teams of the football, baseball. I haven't really gotten into their basketball team, but the football and baseball, absolutely.
Well, we're going to be getting involved in fundraising for him. I talked to Mark about it. Does a lot of fundraising down here for the Little Leagues. Do a lot of fundraising here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. That's where we're live. We're live at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. If you're listening in our Tri-County area, and you're a sports fan, this is a must-come-to destination.
Ohio State is up 10-7. It's tied with my Noles and Gators.
Your Noles. Why are they your Noles?
I went there one semester.
One half and done?
And then I ran to California.
One half and done. Actually, I pull for the Seminoles now because if it wasn't for Seminoles, I wouldn't have this success. And that's Mark Ferguson and Barry Smith and the enormous number of guests and people he's introduced me to. So, but you're listening on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, and all those games are on the rest of the afternoon. Tomorrow it's the NFL and the watch parties. Yeah, but I'll do a couple of promos here. Of course, our alliances with the Florida Rising Stars and your participation with them. Florida Sports Hall of Fame, the NFL Alumni Tampa Chapter. I've got their nice hat on thanks to the lovely Brandy Winans.
Happy birthday.
Birthday present. And Clearwater St. Pete Sports and Events and the Ted Williams Foundation.
Something else in there for you later.
Thank you, dear. And the Ted Williams Foundation, my good friend Dave McCarthy. We're going to be having radio segments, as well as we're going to be having a podcast on sportsconnection.tv, conversations from the clubhouse. And we're going to have a lot of Hall of Famers, retired MLB people that live right here in the greater Tampa area, Naples. They'll be coming down, and we'll be monetizing that. So it'll be a lot of fun. And then Mark Donahue with the Tampa Sports Club. He's going to start providing some great guests. There are 89 Major League Baseball players have come out of the city of Tampa. Not surrounding area. The city, 89.
I know.
That's phenomenal.
I know. It is. It is. Yeah, this Tampa Sports Club, I always got to give them a plug, too. I'm a member of that. And we've got some amazing guests that they've had over the years.
John Romano, December 1st.
Right. John Romano is December 1st if you want to go. And the other ones are, I mean, they do a wonderful Hall of Fame as well, like our Florida Sports Hall of Fame does every year. And we've had some great inductees as
Joe
well.
Joe Madden this past summer when Joe was in town with the Angels. And Mark Donahue, I was going to attend, but I forgot I'm taking off for Chicago. That was going to be my first luncheon, but I'm looking forward to getting involved with those guys as well. And then, as I mentioned, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and they just had their induction November 10th down in Doral in Miami, and Al Leiter, Roberto Luongo, Dwight Stevenson, Ed Reed, Alonzo Mourning, and Bill Diaz were all inducted into the 2020-2021 Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And we will be doing events live in 2022 with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and we'll talk about that a lot as well. And then, of course, Ace High Printing, Rick Herbert. He's the official printer of the St. Pete Sports Connection and Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7. That kid does a great job. I love what he did with this.
Yeah.
And our business card.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they're awesome.
You can give him a call at 727-542-38997. And that is Rick Herbert, great cat. And then we got a new sponsor will be coming on soon. That's Concrete Fusion. They launched in Florida, and their team can repair concrete like no other using a revolutionary new two-part solvent-based mix that fuses into the concrete. I saw it right down here at Ferg's. They came and showed it to me. Creates a bond stronger than the original. They don't tear up your parking lot, your driveway, or your sidewalk. The guy worked on it. He's a scientist up in Iowa for 10 years. And they did a bunch of buildings in the University of Iowa. And there's no lengthy downtime. Just give them a call. That's got to be a Florida State score. But it's ConcreteFusionFlorida.com. Give them a call, 941-587-2724. Tell them Mike sent you from the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And that's my old bartender down at Katiki, Kyle. Haven't seen him in years. I backed off of those days. I was a Katiki regular.
The concrete guy, does he do any pouring at poor residential homes?
No pouring. Replacing cracks.
Can they do any colorful coatings on top?
Absolutely.
They can?
Oh, yeah.
Because I need that desperately at my townhome.
Well, a good friend of mine, Jay Murphy.
All right, you got to get me in touch with him.
I'll do that. All right, let's see. What else do we have? We're waiting Frank Maggio, and then we'll pick that conversation up. One more plug I needed to do. Well, let's go ahead and take care of business with, as I said, Super Squares. Frank's
going to
run a little late. So Super Squares, it's the world's first football game show. Puts you in the game. I just watched it the other day. They gave away $20,000. And Mike Golick is a partner in this. Frank Maggio came up. You can get the free Super Squares app on the Apple and Google Play stores. You looked at it.
I have it. I have the app, I've actually played it.
You just register once and then pick the NFL games you plan on watching. And it's as easy as 3-2-1 kickoff. You make three predictions before the kickoff, answer two quiz questions on the brands, the ads that you're watching.
Right.
Which is really cool.
You see a commercial, and then they'll ask you certain questions. Yeah, to see if you're paying attention. And then you get scored on that.
And you get
You get your super square. Yeah, it's fun.
And you match the square, and everybody's interactive these days. I already gave you a shout-out, Kyle. And, of course, it's a TV game show in America right now, giving out the most prizes by
far.
And it
doesn't cost you anything.
It's free.
F-R-E-E.
Yeah, and we all love that. And the brands fund this massive prizes, and they appreciate your attention to detail to understand what the message you're trying to get out. So Super Squares pays millions, but all you have to pay is attention. And Frank Maggio will be here in a little bit to talk about that. And
Pretty awesome.
I had something else I was going to discuss with you. Brandi Winans joins me. She's an accomplished author. Let's talk for our audience. The name of your book is The Flip Side of Glory.
Flip Side of Glory. And I've got some other books. Another one is on Amazon. It's my audio CD called The Stepping Stones of Life. Be careful what you do. Step in and be careful who you step on. And also, Harness the Power, I co-wrote that with my National Speakers Association. I've written many curriculum because I do a lot of workshops and seminars and personal development, working with teens and young adults, which is one of my other passions, and some athlete transitioning with some of our former players and their families. So.
Now, I'm breaking this news to you, and this is a request. Are you going to be around next weekend?
Yes.
Thank God. Because I've been so busy, I just want to let the audience know that they're going to enjoy listening to the show a lot more next week. I forgot I'm going to be in Chicago.
I was just wondering about
that. And the show must go on.
When you just said that you were going to be in Chicago.
So
I thought maybe you're just doing a remote. Okay, are we doing a call-in?
No, you're going to be doing the show. I have everything prepared. I will pay you handsomely. And in Ferg's Bucks. And
in Ferg's Bucks. Hey, I am moving up, man.
And Jay Kolb from Sunshine 96.7 FM is going to be here with you.
Okay.
And he will set all the equipment up.
All right.
You will just have to show up, hit on. I will have the entire show laid out for you.
Okay.
All the guests. And you just have to do the superb job you do talking on this show for two hours, and as I said, my audience will probably explode when they hear that Brandi Winans is the host, and not the stumble, fumble, and bumble Mike Rickard.
You know more stumble and fumble than the man in the moon. You are so good at what you do, Mike.
I tend to differ.
No, it goes back to passion and the love of the sport, love of the game. That's what it's all about.
There's my man, Alex Bordeaux. Throw Alex on the mic for a minute. You know, Alex, I don't know if you are doing this and doing a great job with this gear business because you want to make money, or you're just a big kid that likes to hang out in sports bars every day.
The latter.
Yeah, I'm gathering that. You just come here and you're smiling, you're watching the games, you're telling me what stations to get changed. I'm like, we work here. You're working. You're not going to watch the match. You're not going to watch your favorite team. But he gets it accomplished, and he makes money.
That was a drumming yesterday by Koepka, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about since you were a golf fanatic. I got home just in time. I picked it up, and I didn't know it was only going that few holes, though. I picked it up after the third. We'll talk about Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, as I talked to you about in the opening of the show, and that was the match. I don't know which number it is. There's been a bunch of them. There was Tiger Woods and Lefty. There was Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. But this was Bryson DeChambeau and FSU alum Brooks Koepka. And it actually was anticlimactic.
It was. The commentating by Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley was very entertaining.
It always is. I said, and she was here in the opening, don't you think that Phil Mickelson could replace Nick Faldo in the world of golf color?
Absolutely.
He's superb, man.
He tells it like it is. He's been in the trenches. He knows what it's like out there.
Plus, it's in Vegas, and he loves to gamble. So he's talking gamble. Hey, he actually has to go make some money. He's got it right across from where we are, 13th and Central, the entrance to Ferg's. He's got a merchandise booth set up.
A kiosk. He's got a little kiosk set up here. It's awesome.
Yeah, and he does a superb job.
But so if you're looking for Brady jerseys, if you're looking for just about any kind in the sports world, especially with the Bucks and the Rays and the Lightning and the Rowdies, come on down and see Alex.
And Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection gear.
And Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection
gear. I placed a bunch of orders. They're going to be your Christmas present.
You did? You promise?
Yeah, it's your Christmas present.
Oh, maybe I'll have a V-neck for next Saturday.
Well, I'm going to have to get you. The temperatures are going down. I'm just a couple months late on the and here comes my man, Madman Mac. Throw him on just for a second.
Hey, darling.
How are you?
Hey, guess what? You know what? When you friended me the other day, I looked and saw your birthday. You're the same day as my son.
Yeah.
August 2nd.
This is Madman Mac.
And, yeah.
And Leo, king of all signs.
Madman Mac, and he is the he was the life of the party last week for our 29th anniversary here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And he's been the DJ down here since day one. And we were talking about the music again and how you do superb job playing to the crowd.
Well, I thank you, but I don't claim to be the best, but I try my best.
You're one of the best in the entire Tampa area from a DJ perspective, without a shadow of doubt. And I mean in all sincerity. But tomorrow, tell the fans what you do every Bucks game and how much fun it is down here.
Well, tomorrow is the big NFL day. It is Bucks Day tomorrow.
And the Colts are tough, brother.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game. We'll have it here in full audio. And you may see me get in my Bucks outfit and run around and act a fool.
No, there's not a may. He will. and he does a superb job. Lightning, he dresses up in his Lightning gear. Rays, his Rays gear. And I tell you what, you give the feel down here like you're at Ray J. And I'm telling you, folks, if you're listening to the Three Count area, you haven't been down here, you want to get that feel of being with your fellow fans, Ferg's is the place, and Mac's the man that gets everybody jacked up, and it is a blast.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
We did.
What'd you do, my man?
How
was that spam sitting there by yourself in your briefs?
I went over to my brother's house and spent the afternoon at his
house. Actually invited you over?
Yeah.
What did you wear?
My brother lives two houses down from me, so I had a real journey to go.
Oh, my God. Here comes Frank Maggio. He's just a little proud of where he grew up in his New England Patriot gear.
Right down the street.
Again, I want to thank you. That was absolutely hilarious. And I'm going to Chicago Thursday, and I'm taking your Christmas coat.
All right. And if
I get beat up because I have it on, I'll be giving you a call.
And he just told me that I'm doing the show next week while he's in Chicago, so you got to come down and hang with me. Yeah.
All right.
Well, now our guests, we've been waiting to converse with the brains of the operation.
See you guys later.
Frank Maggio. Thanks, Mac. tomorrow, watch party right down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And he's the Madman Mac. And now, you know, that almost looks like...
He's got the New England Patriots on.
It almost looks like soccer apparel.
I know. Yeah.
Give him the microphone so he can explain this.
Wow.
And here comes his buddy.
Stand up.
You're in the air while you guys kiss
you're
and hug.
You're live, baby.
Frank Maggio, the myth, the legend. Love this guy.
Nice to see you.
And that's Paul Mazzapica. We're having a little Italian Brotherhood meeting here. Well, Frank Maggio, you haven't heard him on our three County Reach. And I appreciate you taking time to come down on a holiday weekend, everybody. But that is some old school Patriots gear you got on, brother.
Original garb, NFL, kind of found it on sale. I was like, wow, I got to get this. This looks cool.
It almost looks like, you know, the soccer tops that they wear.
Yeah,
because you've got the different logos.
Yep, patches and all that.
It's really cool.
Perfect for radio, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, radio, streaming, everything. Yeah, if we are streaming, which we'll be doing soon, that would be ideal, too, because people say, where do I get one of those?
Yeah, I wear this on stream when we're on.
So you sent me that link. I just did a plug for Super Squares.
Oh, thank you.
And I probably don't do it the justice that you obviously can with your baby and the passion you have for it. But the other day, you gave away $20,000.
Yep.
Mike Golick, of course, I told a portion of the story. Why don't you share that story on how people can get involved? And I really now am into it because I watched it. I've been listening to you articulate about it. And Brandy actually went on the app. All my friends did. And I'll be honest. I got on, and then I've been so dang busy.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm definitely diving in.
Because
that's simple, man, to win that kind of jack.
It is. It's because it's not like anything else out there. People don't necessarily know what to do. But once they get it, you can't unget it, right? It's easy.
That guy won $20,000 in mortgage payments for...
Yeah, rent, we call it live free till 23, right? So we're going to pay all of your rent or your mortgage for all of next year up to $20,000. And we're doing that every Monday Night Football game at halftime. If you have
so
the
that's
app.
When that was halftime Monday Night Football.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
And it's the craziest thing because it's a mashup of TV, radio, internet streaming, mobile. It's all in one because we literally call you if you're playing our app and you have a perfect square at halftime. We will call somebody at random and we're going to ask them two questions.
So that guy. That was a random call?
That was a random call. The guy's freaking out. He's freaking out, right?
And the questions that you're asking are...
Yeah, there was two questions. Who's tonight's VIP sponsor? And that's in the app. If you pay attention, it's all about... Remember, Super Score is about one thing, paying attention.
Yeah,
pay attention...
I know. I've been trying to play it.
...to the brands. Yeah, well, you'll get better. Okay, so we call who's tonight's sponsor, and it was Guaranteed Rate Mortgage. He got that right. And said, okay, now we're going to ask you the question about the commercial that you saw in the app. And we even played it for him online. And then we read him the multiple choice question. He didn't even want to hear the choices. He knew the answer. He blurted it out before we even had a chance to say, are you sure that's what, I know the answer. Here's the answer. And he won, hasn't sent us his mortgage or rent slip yet.
And Mike Golick asked him again, are you sure you don't want me to give you the tip again?
Yes.
And he was adamant, no. So who was the guy sitting alongside you? Because you're in one box.
Yeah, me and 80s Dave. 80s Dave, Dave Shimkus is a former QVC, HSN, but he's got a sports broadcasting background from Chicago.
Okay.
And so he's my partner. He gets online, and, you know, he knows sports much better than me.
Now, were you in your studio up here?
Yeah, in St. Pete
and
Largo.
The one I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I the different boxes, I like that. That was cool.
Yep.
Golick's at home.
Yep.
But I didn't know that was a random call.
Random call. Absolutely. It freaks them out, too. It's like, and we tell everybody, if you don't pick up, if it goes to voicemail, or if you don't pick up in seven rings, we're moving on to someone else. So we tell them area code 727, potential spam. We're not spam. and I texted the guy in advance just in case, and it worked. So.
Oh.
That's one of our sponsors.
Miller Lite?
Absolutely.
We got to sit down. You and I have a serious business conversation.
All right.
So I can get some input on monetization for our world now that we are launching sportsconnection.tv.
Okay.
Upstairs.
All right.
Mark gave me on the third floor, gave me his old office.
Really?
I've got a long ways to go. But it looked like a storage wars when I opened up the door. That's what it looked like. And now it's getting legitimacy with some semblance.
Yeah, let us help you out. I mean, we have a pretty cool setup at our office. Have you been to our office live yet?
Oh, yeah. I came up and met you, and you showed me.
But not live.
But not live,
yeah,
no.
You need to come see us live.
I'd like to do it.
No headphones.
Some Monday night, yeah. I'd like to see setup,
yeah.
Because that's the thing right now, my wish list. Our partners at My Hoovie, they told me, get a wish list for what you need,
yeah.
And that's where I'm going.
Let us set you up. And we have some noise-canceling speakers. You don't have to wear headsets.
I noticed that.
Lapel pins is all we wear, and we can hear what's going on the stream. It's pretty crazy.
Fabulous. Well, you'll be my wizard there.
All right.
All right, so you're doing this every Monday night the rest of the season.
Well, we're doing Super Squares every football game.
Every game. Let's go into that detail.
So you can play. In every game, we're giving out over $6,000 every game, right? And then on Mondays until Christmas, every Monday night, we're giving away an additional home free till 23 prize. And then at the end of the season, last game of the season, January 9th, somebody's going to win not only home free till 23, but a brand new $20,000 Ranger, Polaris Ranger EV, brand new electrical utility vehicle for the woods. It just got loud all of a sudden. So it's $40,000 on January the 9th. Somebody's going to win 40 grand. And remember, the buddies, and that's the last thing we talk about, when you play Super Squares, tell people to play. Make sure they use your screen name, and then you become their buddy.
Right.
If somebody you invite wins, you win the same prize.
I know.
So that's the reference issue that we talked about the last
buddy.
Time you're on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the suites again, because we need to get a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection suite, if you will.
A skybox? You need
skybox. I'm sorry.
Okay, a skybox allows you to compete against your friends or invited guests in your own private skybox. And we use a lot of the sports terminology. But it basically, you know, when you play Super Squares, you're pitted against 24 random people who you don't know. But if you want to play against your friends, you can send them a code, and then you can see their scores as well, and you can compete against them.
While the game's taking place.
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect.
And then, like Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings,
exactly, yep.
He has a skybox, a K-Fan. They have like 300 or 400 people in it playing against each other every game. And they give $100 to whoever's the highest, $100 worth of Hall of Fame gift codes to the highest score for the week. So it's a lot of fun. You can go as deep as you want in this game. You can just play for 3 minutes and go to bed, or you can stay involved and see how your square changes. You can invite friends. Miller Beer, we're going to make an announcement. Miller Lite. Next week, we're going to have a special skybox for Miller Lite. Now, I'll give you a hint. Beer for a year.
Beer for a year.
Yeah, that's what's coming.
You're going to get an enormous number of people that go to the Fergs of the world across America.
Yes, absolutely. Beer for a year. That's going to be up for grabs starting next week.
Yeah. There'll be guys getting smartphones that never had them before, but when they hear they get beer for a year,
absolutely.
All they got to do is play this,
and
it's simple.
It's free.
Yeah. Free and free beer for a year.
Yes.
You had them there.
Yeah. Mortgage for a year.
And mortgage
beer for a year.
They can quit their job, drink beer,
drink
and watch
beer.
Sports all day. The mortgage is covered. The wife has to go get the food taken care of. Yeah.
Okay. That's right.
That's a home run.
Yeah, so it takes time. You got to break through the clutter and the advertising. I mean, it's tough, right? Even though our biggest problem is it's too good to be true. People think, okay, what's the catch? Like, you're selling my data. Are you going to spam me? Is there gambling? It's none of that. The only catch is we're trying to show a brand new form of advertising that if you pay attention and prove it, you get rewarded, and we think that's the future of advertising.
Yeah.
The future of advertising is called reactive advertising.
Yeah.
Ads that you know are ads up front. They don't cold cock you from left field. That's like, here comes an ad, but pay attention. You pay attention, and then you're given a chance to rate the commercial, tell everybody what you think about the ad, which is great feedback for the ad agencies. That's a great ad. That's a sucky ad. And then here's a question. And if you get it right, you get points, and those points are worth prizes.
Well, and pinpointing the demographic that you want to go after, that's superb.
Every player is a known person. There's no bots. And we never sell your data, just your demography. So we'll say we had 63,000 blah, blah, blah players, and this is the breakdown by geo and age and all that stuff, but we don't tell them who you are.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are we still going to do – hopefully you're going to be done. Are we still going to do Super Squares for the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, yeah. The bigger game. That's bigger game six.
Exactly. We did last year.
Yeah, it's going to even be bigger. Last year we had a Rivian, an $80,000 vehicle up for grabs, and we had one winner. And then this year, it's probably going to be bigger than that. That's all I can say right now.
And we broke the world record down here at Ferg's for number of people.
Plenty of squares.
And that's when I met you, and that was a cool day. All right, now I need to dive into your wisdom, because people in the state of Florida are perplexed and really don't understand what's going on in the world of the app from a gambling standpoint with the Hard Rock Seminole Nation.
Yep.
And it's the app, and it's saying, well, they're housed. What's your interpretation of this? They shut the app down, and then it got appealed. It gets appealed in the app so you could legalize sports gambling. And now they're saying it's not, but they have their servers on the Seminole Nation reservation.
That's correct.
On their land.
Yep.
So I don't see what the issue is.
They're saying
politics.
Yeah. Look, it's always about the money.
It is.
Always. They'll make you.
They
think
want somebody it's a, to. They want to share the pie. Is the bottom line.
You got all these big companies. Look, we're not a gambling app, right? We think human attention is sufficient to be having some juice in the game, right? We're not a gambling app. Everybody thinks we are, but we're not. But look, you could see this coming. You see DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars, all the sports books, all looking to get a piece of every state, and they don't care what it takes. They'll shoot the Indians, and that's what this is.
It's unbelievable.
The Indians have a deal with the state of Florida. They've had it for a long time. That's one of the few things
across America.
That the indigenous people still have the rights to.
They deserve.
Well, yeah, you can say what you want, but it's a deal, right? And the governor signed a deal, and then, of course, these big companies don't like that.
And the federal government now is coming back saying that what DeSantis did was illegal because the Indian reservations can only do what they do there, and they're not going to allow, you know, when you look at Vegas... All right, they don't want things being interfered with Vegas and anything else.
But take a look at all the offshore companies.
Exactly.
That are offshore. Their computers are offshore. You're sitting here in Florida. They're offshore. Good luck, because the servers are there.
Yeah, I think eventually they'll win, but unfortunately right now all I care about is the guys that enjoy that type of gambling. I'm glad I don't gamble anymore because they give you too many options for your vice. But I just didn't like the disparity in how the decision was made. And
look, there's only one winner. Okay, you understand that. You can sit at a poker table at any casino, and you can sit across seven other people, and you'll see that guy across the street, across the table, his stack's going up. Everybody else is going down, and you think that's the winner. Actually, he's not the winner. The winner is the house that scrapes chips off every time and hides them. The house never stacks their chips.
I don't want you to see.
Because if they did, you'd say, okay, I'm not playing, right?
Yeah, the odds are stacked against me. It's no different than the point spreads right here.
Absolutely.
The MGM bet, this is the New York Post,
yep.
And I get it every day,
yep.
And it cracks me up. They give you the underdog, the favorite, the spreads,
yep.
And
Powered
I look
by.
At their prognosticators. For the Post, and these are sports writers.
Yep.
These are guys that are supposed to be in the know.
Yep.
They're barely 500.
I know.
But it's amazing the attention to detail that the sports books can get to these margins, overs, unders, and of course you can bet anything. And we have, at our age, we've been around long enough, we've seen the entire cycle of hypocrisy.
Yes. No kidding.
Pete Rose, God bless you.
Pete
he was
Rose.
Born in the wrong era. But they don't have a leg to stand on now with the way they've got in bed with all the – it's all –
so
cash is king.
So look at this. What this really is, this is all about adrenaline.
There's no doubt about it.
This is all about adrenaline. We all want a little
bit
more juice. It is. And so what I'll tell you is, in Europe, the trend is away from just straight prop bets and bets where you sit there and wait and you're nervous the whole game. Well, now they have a thing called in-game betting or real-time betting. The whole game you can get out. The whole game, you're thinking, oh, should I get out now? Should I buy more? Should I get out and put in another bet? You're so freaking focused on your bet. You don't enjoy your friends. You don't enjoy the game.
Horrible. I was one of those guys in my youth.
It's horrible. So what we did in our game is we think we can give you adrenaline. So Super Squares, getting back.
Enough, great but, idea.
But it's the truth.
No, I want to.
There's two adrenaline surges in Super Squares. The square, matching the square. Every quarter, you get a brand new square. So a super square, four sets of numbers. So
people love playing squares.
They do, but they're always stuck with a bad. They're always stuck with a number, right? Ours, you get brand new four numbers every quarter, so there's something new to get excited about.
So you're not sitting there four quarters with the same numbers like you do with the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, so that's number one. And then we have these predictors. At the beginning of the game, you make your three predictions, score, total passing yards, and total offense. And you get up to 16 points. And all game long now, you can see them getting closer and closer and closer to 16 points each. And you can see how everybody else is doing. But you don't know what they predicted. You just see their prediction scores. So we've patented this multi-adrenaline surge, and it's all free based on paying attention to ads. So that's what we think the better – that's a better juice, right?
Well, and people go into – if they had that format in America from a gambling perspective, it'd be even more participatory.
Yeah.
But for your sake, and once the people realize that this is an option that provides you with a chance to win – I mean, you're winning cash, basically, 20 grand.
Oh, yeah.
And
it goes up.
And carload and truckloads of beer.
Yep.
And
Duke Cannon gift cards, and we got Miller Lite gift cards. We've got a lacrosse league. Signature Lacrosse has come to us. They want to advertise lacrosse gear and lacrosse balls. And who else we have? Ice Shaker. Tomorrow, Monday, our sponsor for, I'll give everybody a clue right now, the answer Monday, who is the Valpak VIP sponsor? The answer is Ice Shaker.
Ice Shaker.
Created by Chris Gronkowski, yeah, Rob's brother.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Right.
I had Gordy. Have you met his brother Gordy yet?
No, no.
Gordy was on, he's going to come on the show actually in 2 weeks. Gordy Gronkowski is the only one that didn't play football, and he was down here for our 9/11 pickleball event that we were all involved in. And talk about high energy.
Yeah.
I'm sure Chris is the
Chris
same way.
Chris is too, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to make
this. So this is their product?
Yeah, Ice Shaker's their product.
He promoted, he brought it down, and he had it on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had it on our show on 9/11.
Oh, well,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was here, and he brought it. Gordy brought it down.
Yeah.
Just announced baby number four, girl.
That's fabulous.
There you go. So Chris is maybe going to be making an appearance on Monday night on Super Squares.
Awesome.
So keep your eye out for
that's
that.
That's awesome. Well, my friend, I'm glad you're going to get to meet back up with your buddy Paul.
Absolutely.
And we had a great meeting on Wednesday night during Ferg's anniversary event, but I'm going to be calling you this week.
Okay.
When I get back from Chicago, I'm going to come up and pick your brain. And then once I don't feel embarrassed, I'll take you up to my studio once
we get
done.
We'll set you up. You won't even recognize when we're done.
All right. And he is the brains behind, I tell you what, Super Squares.
Supersquares.com.
You had vision there.
Yeah,
incredible vision.
Lucky. Just lucky.
To find Super Squares, just go to Google Play or to the iPhone, the Apple Store, and you can download the app. You will. It's free.
F-R-E-E,
free. And it is so much fun.
All right. Well, thanks very much again.
You're welcome.
We'll wind things down here. We're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And it's been a great 2 hours. A lot of interesting guests. For Matt Gudorf and his family, Andy DeLay, Frank Maggio, Ray Kennedy next week, Cameron Wembley next week, Brandy Winans, Joe Berdahl, and Big Ed on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard, thanking you for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Wishing you and your families a fabulous week. God bless you. God bless America. And be sure to have a championship weekend.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.